This episode is brought to you by Knocked Up. That's right, Knocked Up is the newest clothing line for the moms, the dads, and most importantly, the babies. This is actually a local brand here in Nashville, Tennessee that was created by a couple that wanted to spend more time at home with their newborn. I get that. This is a clothing line that celebrates the beauty of parenthood while keeping you stylish, because Knocked Up believes that becoming a parent should never mean sacrificing your personal style. Their newest line consists of trendy sweatshirts, t-shirts, onesies, hats, and more. Head to their website at getknockedup.com. That's getknockedup.com to check everything out.
All right. It's recording. I see you. You see me.
I hear you. You hear me.
I wonder if this thing actually is even working.
I mean, did you test it? I don't know.
Your head's really big. There you go. There. All right. I'm going to start rolling here. We are back in the booth, and I'm Sean Booth. And thank you guys for tuning in wherever you're listening from. Maybe you are from Louisville, Kentucky, right up the road here in Nashville, Tennessee. Or maybe you are in Brighton, Michigan. Or maybe, if you are lucky, you're in Dublin, Ireland right now with the one, the only Sam Cat. And you guys, this is our first ever remote podcast, so we're doing the best that we can here. Hopefully no Gen Zers just watched what was going on with me and Sam Cat trying to get this set up, because we looked very old. It took us about 35 minutes to figure this out, but hopefully the sound quality is good. We want to make sure that we continue pumping out some content and shows for you guys. So here we are, apart how many hours right now, Sam Cat?
I don't know how many hours we're apart, but I know that I'm 6 hours ahead of you in time. So right now it's 5 p.m. here and you're like at 11 a.m. there. I'm also not in Dublin. I'm in Belfast. So
okay,
if you're in Dublin, don't look for me. I'm not there.
All right. Well, tell the people what you're wearing today. Let's break it down.
I'm wearing show day clothes because, like I said, I'm in Belfast and we have a show tonight for the CDC Country to Country Festival. So I am rocking very athleisure. I got a nice green sweatshirt on, and let me see if I can. I got my show pants on, comfortable sneaks to get the 20-hour day. You know, not to have a hurt back at the end of it.
Where are you sitting right now? Are you in a hotel? Oh, I mean, where are you? A bus?
I am in a lovely women's locker room. So if you saw the disaster that is behind me, it would probably make people judge us. But you know what? We're living out of suitcases. We're on day, what's today? The 8th. I'm on day 8 of living out of a suitcase. So we're doing the best we can.
We're doing the best we can. And happy Monday to you guys. While you're listening to this, I am currently down in Florida. I am in West Palm, Florida, and I'm training with the Navy SEALs for the next 3 days, Sam Cat.
Wait, hold on. Are you joking or are you being serious?
Dead serious. Dead serious. I'm, I got invited to train with other people. There's 20 of us, and we are training with the Navy SEALs, like the Navy SEALs, doing land, sea, and air training, putting us through missions. I don't know exactly what it entails, but staying at a cabin, like on base, and doing the whole thing.
Okay. So I feel like I have a lot of questions. Let's start with, how did this come about?
Yeah, so a brand reached out to me. And from what I gather, it's a luxury watch brand, and they are doing this limited edition Navy SEAL watch. All right. I'm not a big watch guy, but this watch is really nice. Submersible. This is not an ad. I'm not getting paid to say this. Part of their promotion, their marketing, is if you purchase one of these watches, you get to do this experience. That's part of the deal.
Okay.
So maybe that's included in that cost with the watch. So you got 20 people who did that, who are doing it. And then they just reached out to me. And, you know, from what I understand, they're just like, yeah, you seem like a crazy dude who would just hop on a plane and come down here and train with the Navy SEAL. So would you like to come for the week? And I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me that it had something to do with the competition you were just in. Like they saw you running behind Jordan and they were like, man, this guy could use some training, but I was very wrong.
Oh yeah. I thought you were going to go the other direction and be like, wow, that guy is really fit and fast. Let's get him to train the Navy SEALs.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said. But you know, I don't think that watches was going to be in the top 100 answers for me. But I guess that's a unique experience.
There's like a group thread that's going on right now with the people that are training. The company reached out to me and asked me if I'd like to join. So I'm sure they'll probably do some videos and fun stuff. And yeah, here I am. Right now, I am probably in a helicopter with a machine gun over in Iraq.
Okay, first of all, no, I don't think you're going to go down to Florida and they're just going to be like, you know what we're going to start with? Machine gun. This is a great idea. But you know what? If that is what your heart is set on, listen, I believe in you, bud. I just think you might be hallucinating a bit.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that confidence and that motivation. I appreciate it. But I would never be allowed in the military now because I got first of all, I'm too old. And second of all, I've got a fake shoulder. I would never be allowed, which is crazy.
Well, I don't know that they're really recruiting for this opportunity. I think you're going to be a good physical fitness leader. And that's what they were looking at. And like, you have a following and who knows?
Yeah, we don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you posted on that and be back Thursday night, hopefully in one piece.
I think you could do it. I feel like a lot of it, I mean, listen to me, with all of my Navy SEAL training, but I do feel like something when it comes to physical fitness in any extreme capacity, a lot of it is mental. Like, yes, you have to be physically fit to be able to survive, but mentality and mental toughness goes a long way, especially when you're in an uncomfortable situation, which, you know, helicopters and machine guns feel uncomfortable to me, but I don't know. I don't know about you.
Oh yeah. Like they have pictures in the brochure that they sent and it's the full on, like the buds training, like you're in the water in the ocean with your arms locked and you're just getting smashed by waves and you're like going down the beach carrying boats overhead. They have helicopters with ropes coming out of it. I don't know how much of that we're going to do.
A tap out? Like what if you are just like, no, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming they can't force you to do anything. They said they're going to have surprises and then the last day is a mission that we'll all have to do.
Teamwork makes a dream work, baby.
That's right. Speaking of helicopters, but not really a helicopter. Did you see that plane crash in Nashville the other night?
No, I haven't been home in a while. What happened?
I just missed it. It was on 40 West. It was right behind Best Buy and Costco. A single engine plane of 5 people crashed right on the side of the highway and they all died. I mean, it was like right next to my exit.
I was going to say, this by your house. That's scary. We know who's on it. What happened?
No, it was a single engine plane. So one of those smaller planes and 3 kids were on board. I think it was like a family and they were coming from Kentucky and they just released the audio and calling for help and then saying his engine failed. He's talking to the air control people and they're like, oh, do you see this airport in sight? He's like, yes. They're like, all right, we'll clear the runway. Head to this airport. And he's like, not going to make it. And that was the last thing he said. And now before I hopped on this call, I saw like there's surveillance footage now of that plane, like going right over the highway and just boom, huge fireball. I mean, when I was driving down the highway, I was like, holy crap, what is going on? There were probably 40 cops, every fire truck, every ambulance. And then I'm taking a video and I'm like, is that a wing to a plane? And it was Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah. Wild.
That's
sad.
Sad. Yeah. That's so sad.
It's very sad. How was your flight?
Hey. Hey, you know, luckily, maybe not luckily, but a lot of the travel over here, like obviously I flew from the United States overseas, but we have done all bus, ferry, and train transportation. So haven't really been on many planes since I've been over here, but it's a very, very grueling schedule. I do have to say, when I was looking at, we have an app called Master Tour that does all our scheduling for us. And when I was looking at Master Tour before I left, I was like, wow, this is going to be, I mean, you want to talk about mental toughness. I feel like jet lag in general and just like being 6 hours different is one thing, but then like being 6 hours of a different time zone and also being required to work and I have to be on my P's and Q's and like be ready to go has been quite a task. Like I've been here 8 days and I still don't feel like I've adjusted fully, but enough to make it work. It's been gray. Like I saw the sun one time in London for about an hour. And that I feel like has been my only complaint. Everything has been so lovely. The people, I've had a lot of interesting food. And I'm the type of person that's going to try anything once before I say that I don't like it. So I can't believe that people over here just like present you with a plate for breakfast that has like 90% baked beans. And they're serious when they look in your eye and they're like,
right,
this is your breakfast. But
yeah,
it's been an experience. So I had been over here once or twice before, but not nearly as like involved in the cities quite as much, if that makes any sense. Like in London, I was basically a local. I was hopping on that tube. I was checking the schedules. I went and I saw like a play. I don't know. I just feel like I could live in London if the sun came out.
Yeah, that's why I could never. Yeah, no chance. Wouldn't be able to do it.
But I've never been, you know, fully educated on the royal family in general. So I feel like that was super interesting to kind of see way more firsthand. Like when you're standing, every time you see an announcement come from the royal family, they stand in, you know, the courtyard that I was standing in. And I'm like, wow, I have seen pictures of this now, or, you know, like whatever news coverage, got to see all like the royal homes, got to see.
Hold on. Before we go any farther, just to clarify right now, you are not in Ireland.
Yes, I am. I just came from London. So okay. I originally came from. Yeah, sorry. That's kind of confusing. I've been in like 8 days and I've been in 3 or 4 countries now. So I went Nashville to Germany to the Netherlands, Netherlands to France to London, London to Dublin. Now I'm in Belfast.
Damn
is right. Tonight I hop on a bus and I'm going to Scotland. And then from Scotland, we actually go back to London to finish the last show is this Sunday night at the O2 Arena before I hop on a plane on Monday and head back to the United States for hopefully a little bit of rest and relaxation before I celebrate my people, St. Paddy's Day next weekend.
Wow. Well, when you go to Scotland, tell my people I said, what's up? I'm Scottish.
I'm probably not going to flex at all because that is douchebaggery 101. However, I will say what's up. I have never been to Scotland and I'm pretty excited because I have a relaxed afternoon tomorrow. So I think I'll be able to get away from the arena and adventure and just kind of soak it in as much as I can. Some of the countries I've been able to really, like I said, in London, I felt like I lived there, but in the Netherlands, I literally left the arena for a coffee shop and had to come back. So it's been kind of all over the place with experience.
You said you got pickpocketed. They get anything good?
My credit card. Yeah. At the top of the tube steps right in front of Big Ben. I mean, I'm sure I looked like a flaming tourist. And when you are going in and out of the turnstiles, all you have to do is tap your credit card. So I had my credit card kind of naked in my pocket throughout the day to be just like easy to access it, which yes, in hindsight, does that sound like a great idea? Maybe not, but it was easy and it was working all day until it didn't. But from the time that I left the turnstile to the time that I stepped up about 10 steps and took my hands up to take a picture of Big Ben, I no longer was the proud owner of a Chase Rapid Rewards credit card that is somewhere else. So, I mean, no harm, no foul. Chase is great. Like I paused it, canceled it, whatever. And then
I was going to say the more they spend on it, the more rewards you get. Right. So there's a plus.
Yes, except for that you have to eventually pay that back. And But I mean, Apple Pay does everything now. I just click on my phone and I can just pay with, you know, the Gen Z's out there will be proud of me.
I never use Apple Pay. I don't do it.
What's your reasoning?
My cards are right on my phone anyways. I have the wallet phone case, which I've had for years. That's my go-to. I haven't carried a wallet since like 97, I feel like. And I'll just take out the card and the tap's where it's at. That's probably faster than Apple Pay.
All I have to do is just click this side button. Where's my camera? Side button 3 times and it's there. You don't have to open anything. You just 1, 2, 3 and it's there.
We're going to do a contest because I guarantee I can get it out quicker.
I can't wait.
We're going to go to the store. And look at that. I'm using my flashlight as a ring light because I was like, Sammy, it's so dark in my house right now. I feel like I'm in Belfast. It's raining over here.
I feel like with all of the influencer stuff you've done in your life, you don't have like a diva light or anything.
No, I used to have one. I just don't know where it is.
Probably under all of the new clothes that people have given locks.
Yes. You do not want to see what the basement looks like right now. It looks like a bomb went off in this entire house. And for all the parents out there, they're like, I get that. We'll clean every day and vacuum every day. And then there's just shit everywhere. Look at what we got going on right now, which is just, you got the baby chair, the swing right there, right? Yeah. You got Walter right here. You got a box of who knows what. You got a little car seat. You got a freaking cat. I don't even know whose cat that is. And then his favorite chair right here. And then when I was setting up this podcast, I wanted to put that little picture right there underneath. That's the Fleetwood Mac Dreams thing that you're making fun of me for having.
Music art. Nope. We're not going to go with that. Nope, that's not the narrative that happened. I did not make fun of you.
Yeah,
I thought, I thought that you had word art, like Live, Laugh, Love, TJ Maxx, Karen, word art in your house. And then you said it's sheet music. And I said, oh, that's actually really cool. And if you don't believe me, luckily it was recorded. Both audio and video.
That was cool. But then when I messaged you the photo of it, you made fun of me.
Let me look back at that because I don't
know. Yeah, go.
Not at all.
Scroll back to when I sent that photo.
Yeah, I said.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, you sent me the picture and you just said FYI. And my response was, I said, yeah, that's not word art, Booth. That's all I said back.
Huh.
Where's my camera?
What did you say?
Oh, let's delete that out.
I saw that.
I know. Yeah. Not word art, Booth. How is that making fun of you?
Oh, I thought you were saying, yeah, don't ever do word art, Booth. Like, not word art. But you were trying to say that is not word art.
Yes, I'm trying to say that's way cooler than the way you originally presented it. I was picturing, like, kitchen, live, laugh, love, pantry. Like, those word art things that are typically purchased by older women, and it's like that's not a big deal for them, but for you it was kind of weird. That's way cooler.
And this is terrible audio since you can't see right now, but I'm holding up the picture here. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see. And Samcat, describe it for the people at home.
It is a framed art piece of the song Dreams and like pencil sketch of Stevie Nicks underneath the actual notes of music. And it's cool that you should put in your house for sure. I totally respect that.
Pretty cool.
But I also like that you just proudly got up and just, we played a little bit of show and tell. Maybe we should do these podcasts artifacts around us more often.
I know. I told myself, I'm like, I don't ever want to do remote podcasts because I feel like the quality is way better in studio, which it obviously is, but it provides so many more opportunities to do more podcasts and guests. And there's a bunch of people in Nashville, but then there's all these people we talk to and we got to like schedule travel dates. And now we can like stay up to date with guests and just get them on whenever by doing it this way.
And if we get our shit together after this trial and error process we had for this one, it is pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's almost as if the world shut down and we had to work digitally for a whole year.
What was that all about? How weird was that? You think that's going to be something that people look back in the day and they're just like, wow, those people lost their minds.
Absolutely. I already think that right now. And it's not even back in the day. It was 2 years ago.
You could go to the grocery store, but you had arrows pointing which direction you could walk down in the aisle. Remember my that?
Yes. But my personal fave was when we were then permitted to go to restaurants and you had put your mask on to come in, walk to your seat. And then once you sat down, you could take your mask off because COVID only exists when you're standing up.
Yeah. That was like the gym too. You had to take your temperature when you walked to the door. You had to have your mask on if you're a gym member. And then as soon as you walked through the door, which was 10 feet away, you could take your mask off and then go work out.
But remember, it was also a slow progression of like, I remember in the thick of it, we had to go and like have our station and just stay there. Like, we couldn't move around the gym. Yeah. Like, we do. Then we progressed where it's like, oh, you could move stations, but you had to Clorox wipe everything. And then, like, whatever rules and regulations they presented that week in the city of Nashville, or I don't know, the entire nation. Listen, I gotta say, you followed it. We followed the rules. You stayed open. You made it through. That's gotta be, you gotta be proud of that. At least I feel like, unfortunately, that wasn't for a lot of small businesses. It's horrible.
All right. Well, what's your schedule today or tonight? Well, it's 5 o'clock there.
It is 5:09 here already. So, last weekend when we had the shows in Germany and the Netherlands, like I referred to, we had a different lineup. Old Dominion has been headlining all of the shows here. This weekend, we have new guests. So we have a kid named Drake Milligan. We have El King, Brothers Osborne, and then Old Dominion. So I don't know. I'm hoping you can't really hear them right now because there is some sort of sound check going on outside. But within the next hour, the doors will be opening. And it's just kind of like we're going to – let's see. He takes this stage at 5:35. So in like their 20 minutes – Drake will kick us off. And it has been really interesting to see. I've always heard about how shows overseas, the crowds are just different, not good, not bad, just different. And I didn't really understand it until I experienced it. But in America, and even in Canada, people are like drinking and they're dancing and they're screaming and they're having like a great time and all those things. In at least Germany and Netherlands so far, they are watching the show almost as if it's like a Broadway performance, almost as if it's just like, they're so respectful almost. It's just like, not that they're not having a good time, but they're like, nobody's drunk and throwing up like they are in, you know, Kansas City when we're there. It's so much more like elegant. I don't know how to explain it. Like, they're quieter. They almost like golf clap at the end of each song instead of screaming and like lifting up their shirt and whatever everybody else is usually doing with their signs and everything. So it has been
pissing all over the place, like just throwing up, having sex behind the dumpster. God,
I don't know what concerts you're going to, but that doesn't really happen at Old Dominion shows. We are a family friendly band. I have like really, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's just, it's not a bad thing, but it's just so different. It was almost like, wait, are they having a good time? Do they even want us to be here? And every single person will report back that they had the best time. We get like DMs and stuff and people are enjoying it, but it's just such a different experience for them. And then it's a different experience for the crew to watch them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, pulse check. Is anybody alive out there? And then all of a sudden, as soon as the song is over, it's like an erupt crowd. That's everybody's having the best time ever. But the whole time they're just singing along and minding their own business and just kind of like swaying sweetly and way different.
I'm sure the artists are kind of like, this kind of sucks.
I could imagine that if you, well, I mean, you know, our guys have been over here before, so they knew what to expect. And I could imagine that if you were a young artist or if this was your first time performing overseas, you would be like, oh my God, they're not into it. Like, it's just, not the same feeling. Yeah. You have to kind of like, I think, just grow accustomed to it, because when we bump through different countries, they all act the same. So it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not just like a one-off crowd. It's just like everybody watches like it's a Broadway play. On the side, on the hole. It's just different. I mean, like, they know every word to every song, even the deep cuts. The requests are like from albums that were years ago that never made radio. So it's just like, these people are a different type of fan. They're not just listening to the hits and they're not just kind of going for the good time in the party. They're going to experience the art. They're going to see the artists and like really dive into their catalog. So it's just different, but no complaints.
Do you think with the amount that, you know, we talk about your job and Old Dominion, that we are the number one podcast for Old Dominion? We've got to be.
I think, I mean, it's kind of hard. If we talk about me, like, my job is Old Dominion. So,
I know. So technically we're talking about Old Dominion. So then we could basically promote ourselves as Old Dominion's number one podcast.
I think until the guys come out with their own podcast, which I feel like eventually they will, because who doesn't have a podcast these days? We can claim that title.
There's so many podcasts. It's like, what to listen to, right? Like,
there's 5 million podcasts.
But most of them, I think it's something like 90% or 80% after 1 year, they're gone.
We are almost at our 1 year anniversary.
That's wild. Yeah.
I mean, technically a year ago we were recording. We just hadn't put anything out yet.
Really? That's right.
That's crazy.
Because we did kind of bank those first couple episodes and we didn't put them out in the world yet. Because I remember our first live episode was May 22nd, because that's my dad's birthday.
Damn. All right.
It's our anniversary, Booth. So I love blush peonies if you're looking for something to give me.
Blush peonies. Is that a wine?
Booth, they're fucking flowers.
Oh, shit. I thought it was wine. Blush peonies?
White peony. Like, I just like peonies, but I prefer the color blush. Like, that's my favorite type of flower. I thought that you would at least be able to pick up on that, but you went straight for the alcohol, just like I knew.
Yeah, of course. Peonies. It sounds like a dainty, like, I'll have a glass of peonies, please.
Listen, I could see how you got there, but I'm not going to support that choice.
You don't have to support that. That's fine.
Maybe you can take an everything shower after this and figure it out.
Yeah, I do need a shower. I worked out this morning, but I'm going back to the gym in like 20 minutes, so not going to shower. Do you ever feel like on these, this is why I don't like doing them? You're like, people talk over one another. That's why I love doing podcasts in person as well, but like Zoom calls are the worst.
Yeah, but I don't feel like the only time I feel like we've really talked over each other was, I think there was just like an audio lag.
Yeah, I mean, because you're in Ireland.
I was laughing when we were, I mean, first of all, I have to just like paint the scene for everybody who was not a part of the absolute shit show of us setting this up. Is first, Sean sends me a link. He has no shirt on and it's like, it's like pitch dark in his house. I'm like, okay, I don't know. We're off to a great start. Booth. Then all of a sudden he's like, all right, are you there? I can't hear you. The cat is screaming and he's going, whose fucking cat is this? And he's running back and forth. He's like, let me find a shirt. Oh, this lighting sucks. It's so dark. He's just commentating while he's having a little bit of a mental breakdown, moves over this. The cat shuts up. Walter's sitting on, it was chaos.
Add into that, with my laptop, I had my new laptop out and I didn't have Google Chrome downloaded, and I couldn't download Google Chrome because I couldn't get into I'm locked out of my regular user on my computer. Like, it's just locked out. I don't know how to get back into it. Like, I'm writing the correct password, but whatever. So I couldn't download Google Chrome. The thing that we're using right now, StreamYard, says you have to have Google Chrome. I then got my other laptop. I couldn't find the charger for that, so that died. And then I tried using my phone, but my phone wouldn't allow me to invite guests like you. So then running around the house with my head cut off.
I had my own laptop, then my phone. I was blurry, then there was no audio. And now I'm on my coworker's laptop. So we had a rocky start, but I think that's so far so good.
Yeah, and I have a microphone plugged in. I don't even know if this works, to be honest.
I got my little microphone too. So we'll find out together, I guess. You know, we didn't try just like a run through when I was, I don't know, even inside the scope of the United States of America. We just ripped that bandit off. We're like, oh, huge time difference. And you're across literally the world. Yeah, we'll try our first digital, not in live. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Do you expect anything else?
No, not at all. We've absolutely been making this up as we go from the beginning. And, you know, so far, so good.
How does this even work?
I don't know. I mean, it blows my mind every time that they used to make movies about this where you're going to like have digital, like, you could call someone and see their face, and everybody was like, okay, for sure.
If I got thrown back in time, I somehow ended up in like 1975 and I had all these ideas. Like, nobody else knew about them yet, right? I could make unlimited amounts of money by creating these things, right?
You still want to know how to create them.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. I wouldn't know how to do it. I'd have an idea, but I have no clue how to do it.
Right. I mean, that's just because, why would we know how to do it? Someone else has already done it for us. We're living in it.
What would the number one thing be that you would bring to society? If you got thrown, Sam Cat got thrown right into 1950 right now, and you had all of the knowledge.
It's a good question.
You could do whatever you wanted. And I'm talking about professionally, to make money, to bring whatever is good for humanity.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go good for him. I'd go good for Sammy. And if you want to judge me for that, I am okay with it. It is who I is. I think that I would just be, I don't know what the timeline is. I don't think it's 1950. It's later than that. I would be one of the first investors in Apple.
No, but you can create Apple.
No, I can't. I'm not that smart.
You would wait 40 years until Apple was created.
Yes. Work smarter, not harder. Why would I try and invent something?
You're not going to be able to work at all because you're going to be dead.
Where's the story going? What do you mean I'm going to be dead?
How old are you right now? 35.
I'm 33. I'm going to be dead in 40 years? Jesus Christ.
No, I'm saying you're going back as a 33-year-old. You're going to 1950. That means by the time that Apple's created in, what, 1990, late 80s, you're going to add an extra 40 years. You're going to wait 40 years until you're 73 when your life's over to invest in some Apple stock. That's your answer?
Christ, my life's going to be over at 73. I said, okay, like, I mean, if you were listening, I said, it's not 1950, it's later than that. So I thought that we were playing here because this is not reality. So I thought I could just like adjust the timeline. I apologize. Okay. So let's see if it were not that, I feel like I would do something that seems so simple, but like revolutionized everyone's life. Like, I don't know, a toaster or an air fryer or something simple like that, that could be in an everyday home. I'd really gear towards that because I feel like in the 1950s, there were still homemakers. In fact, it was very prominent. So it's just like something that could make the housewife life easier is where I would direct my energy to.
Huh.
Okay. I'd just be like, oh, you guys, like, you don't have to do all this shit. You could just put it in an air fryer and you got chicken nuggets for the whole family in 8 minutes. Like that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
so out of all the inventions and out of all the business ideas that make people billions of dollars, you're going back with the air fryer.
The air fryer, first of all, could make you a lot of money. I don't need billions of dollars. I just don't want to have to work. And also, I'm a girl's girl. And guess who was making dinner in the 50s? All my girls.
You know how to make an air fryer?
I would figure it out if I had a bunch of time. I would find someone who was smarter than me, who worked in technology. And I'd be like, I have this idea. We're going to put all this shit together. You know that giant oven that takes forever for your wife to slave over? We're going to bing, 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 expedite this. And it's going to be tiny and it's going to sit on your counter. Going to change everyone's life. I, again, don't have to do it with my bare hands. I just have to find the people who can.
Yeah.
I'm very persistent. Okay.
All right. I'm trying to think of what I would do because my immediate or initial reaction is to go, I would create something like Instagram. You know?
Of course you would, my little influencer.
No, the amount of money that is worth on Instagram. Or Facebook. Look at Mark Zuckerberg.
You're going to be Mark Zuckerberg, basically. Here's the thing about that. Okay, here's the thing. Let me play devil's advocate, though. Is like that shit gets so hairy so fast. How many times has Mark Zuckerberg been sued and like in court and all this shit? You know who hasn't been sued? The inventor of the air fryer.
Yeah, I guess. If you don't burn down somebody's house or kill somebody's kid.
I mean, don't do that. Like, have you ever seen This Is Us? The crock pot burnt down that house and they're still doing fine. Crock pots are still being served everywhere.
All right. So then I guess for a less stressful avenue, I would be like Biff from Back to the Future. And I would have the knowledge of every sports game
for
the rest of the time. And I would just bet on every sports game and just make unlimited amounts of money.
Yes.
Stress free.
That is actually probably the best answer because it is the path of least resistance. And it is so much easier to keep track of. You could have written down.
Yeah.
Who won what? And then you don't have to work. That's the end goal for me. I'm just trying to be like that lazy girl hack. Endless money, not a lot of exertion.
Yeah. OnlyFans. They already made that.
Yeah. But like, I don't have enough daddy issues for that. I got to look at myself in the mirror, you know?
Would you have enough daddy issues if you made $20 million a year on OnlyFans?
No. I mean, I can't. You think
$100 million a year?
Booth, I have web toes. Do you know how valuable that would be in the foot market? And I just like cannot get myself to tap into that because I got to brush my teeth at night and look at myself in the mirror. You think
well,
that
you don't got to look at Henry over in Oklahoma who has pictures of your web toes.
Yes, I know, but I know he exists and I can't do that.
Then when you go to bed and when you wake up, when you open up your phone, you got $20 million in the bank you made this past year.
Listen, if that's how you make your money, good on you, honey. It's just not me. I can't do it. I know there are so many women out there that are making like nauseating amounts of money. Good for them.
Wild.
I just like, it's never going to change. Maybe if I was like, no, I say if I was like younger and dumber, but no, I still couldn't do it then either because I just would rather not. I just would rather not, you know, like, I'll be fine. I'll remain in my tax bracket. It's going pretty well for me. I've had a nice little trip to Europe. I'm not doing too bad.
All right. There you have it. Sorry, Henry, in Oklahoma, you ain't getting Sam Cat's toes.
Only webs.
Only webs. All right. So keep me in your thoughts and prayers this week as I show the Navy SEALs how to be the best Navy SEALs in the world. Just kidding. They're going to be showing me. And I'll be back in town this Thursday. Don't get pickpocketed. Don't talk to strangers. Don't leave your drink by itself. Enjoy the rest of your trip. And we'll see you soon.
If I don't see you on the other side of the Navy SEAL training, I'll just know that you couldn't hack it.
Team on three.
Team on three.